Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We've got a lot of stuff there that will help you, including the body of work that Mary Cantando has given us over the years, over the many years, almost 10 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust, and couldn't do without her. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage, and she's that's what she does. She helps small businesses, but especially women business owners, put their best foot forward to be successful. And I know, Mary, you do a lot of speaking around the country on this topic, as well as the work that you do face-to-face. Tell the audience how they can find you online, please, and how they can find your book.
Right. Best place, Jim, is womansadvantage.biz, B-I-Z.
All
womansadvantage.biz.
All right, so check that out. And they can find your book there, too, can't they?
Oh, all my books there, yeah.
Yep. And so we're talking about these five things that you said we've never talked about before. You're pretty close to right, I would say. But let's talk about number three.
Okay, so number three is make a list of 100 things that you like. So this can be like people, products, software, TV shows, movies, books, animals, anything you can think of. Just sit down and make a list of 100 things that you like. And I just want to say, with all the negativity in the world, it's great to be able to say, wow, here's 100 things that really make me smile, that really, really
a 100 things. That's, Mary, that's like homework, 100 things.
No, but it's, but you don't have to even write it down. You
could I do 20?
You know, you
could I do 20?
20, you can almost fill 20 with your grandchildren, Jim. Come
now,
on.
Now, does beer and wine count as two, or is that one?
It, you know what, you can count different brands of beer as multiple ones. I don't care how you count it. The whole point is to really focus on what's right with life instead of oh, here's a problem, here's what's wrong, oh, I've got to deal
oh,
with
I see
this.
What you're
like,
saying.
Wow, look at all these great mm-hmm. things that are in my life.
You're talking about Pollyanna's Glad Game, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. You can call it whatever you want.
No,
to.
I'm
really
not. That
is.
Wasn't. That oh. wasn't. I wasn't being. I wasn't being critical. I'm just saying that I think it's. I think you're onto something.
Yeah, I just. I really do. It's just sit down, and you know, every day your list might be different. But to me, I just think it's great to focus on. Wow, and you think of one great thing, and think, oh, and then that one. It somehow.
Why do we do that?
Why do we?
Why do we tend to focus on the things we don't like instead of the things we do like?
I don't know. I think it's kind of ingrained in our society
yeah.
that, you know, that kind of that Protestant work ethic.
Right,
to
right.
deal with the problems and you know, just really focus on what's wrong.
Also, Maria sang that song in the Sound of Music, right? These are a few of my favorite things. That's a great song.
Exactly.
Just do that. Just
exactly.
do that one. I think
right.
I like
and
that.
And you see how different. Right. You see how different those things are from
mm-hmm.
from kittens to snowflakes. So
yeah. Yep.
It's just, you know, you can certainly list all
I was
brands
actually,
of beer.
I was
there,
actually
Jim.
Thinking filet mignon, but you can go with kittens if you want to. Okay. what's the next one?
Okay. The next one is answer these three questions for any board or group that you're considering participating in. Why are you there? What is your best use of this organization? And what do you want to get out of your service to this organization?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just joining things willy-nilly and saying, sure, I'll serve on that board. Yeah, I'll be on that committee. Be sure that it makes sense for you and your
mm-hmm.
business and for the organization itself, because you've got a limited amount of time and you want to really analyze every opportunity you have to serve on any kind of a board.
Sometimes a small business owner gets asked to be on things like that, and we're flattered that we are being asked, and so we accept because we think it's what we're supposed to do. But it needs to be a fit both ways, doesn't it?
Exactly. And if you're on one of those groups, you really need to say, okay, now how can I make this really work for my organization? So besides, yeah, it's an honor to serve on this board, how can I really capitalize on this in a very positive way so it can have a positive impact for the organization and a positive impact for my business so that I'm not just sitting there attending meeting after meeting after meeting? I mean, everybody should know that you're there, and it should matter that you've been there.
I agree 100%. And a lot of people are out there nodding their heads because they're trying to say to themselves, okay, how do I apply that to get out of some of these committees I'm on? So, all right, we got time for one more.
Okay, so this is the fifth one, and this is go to lunch individually with every tenant in your business over the course of the year, right? So you're going to go out with them, and you're not like going to try to pitch them, or what you really want to do is you want to find out about them, about their background, their interests, where they went to school, those kind of things, organizations they belong to. And if you do that with every other tenant in your building over the course of the year, then you'll find all of a sudden you can plug people together. You can connect
people. Go to lunch with your neighbors, basically, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Everybody individually, and just find out about them as a person.
Womansadvantage.biz is the website, right, Mary?
That's it.
Thank you for being here. Good job today, Mary. Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.